There it is.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Dude, it really is cool. First, there's the Undertaker, like Bell or whatever, comes out. The lights go off. They took a little long for the lights to go out, I think, the first night, but they nailed it the second night.
Gelb actually had a story on this, that the screen froze in the video room.
Oh my God. Could you imagine that moment?
And they spent all day on Thursday with, like, the Twins video staff trying to sync it all up. Yeah.
It was cool, man.
I give them credit for...
Spider all over the place, the tarantula.
Nice.
I love it.
It's pretty cool.
I love it.
We haven't had one of these type of closers before. Have we?
Well, I think Papelbon was that level of closer.
No, I remember when they come in
with the thing?
Yeah, with the thing. Yeah.
No, I don't remember
that. We haven't done that, right?
He came out to Bout That Life, but it wasn't, there was no
light show. Yeah, you
lights.
Come out the music, but this is the whole, I can't wait to be in the stadium. Hold on.
More day games, by the way.
On. I just thought about something. I was getting ready to say, I can't wait to be in the stadium to experience this live.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm never at the end of the game.
Well, they're not going to have
to stick around now.
For you. Yeah. Ike wants the Phillies to adjust it so he could get home before the rush. You got to be there.
I just thought about that. I'm going to have to stay.
Yes, it's the only way.
I'm going to have to playoff. I'm definitely here, no question.
Well, can you imagine, too? You have, because now everybody that goes to the game wants the opportunity to see this.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine it's like the seventh inning and the Phillies are up 4-2. And then the Phillies tack on like three more.
We're all upset.
And normally you'd be so
thrilled. Everyone boos.
Yeah, but the fact that you're not going to see Gerard come in.
That would be us. That is so us right there.
Yes, that's people booing.
That's the Billy Wagner thing for the not hitting 100, right?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Didn't something happen with Billy Wagner where he took it a little more personal and it was more of the fans were a little bit upset that he didn't get it to 100? I think that happened.
Get to 100 miles an hour?
100 miles an hour,
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember. And he hit 103 on the gun, Duran did on Sunday night.
103.
This is a different thing, man. God bless Jeff Hoffman last year.
Yeah.
But like, this is different, you know, like, or Strom or Ryan Kirkring. You spend your time as a fan talking yourself into, like, Kirkring's got great stuff. And then this guy comes in. It's like, it feels like we were in the minor leagues before, and now we're in the majors.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you ready to believe in the Phillies, ready to have them break your heart? And coming up in moments, we will reveal the first Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmore Week. That is the Sixers Mount Rushmore. Steven in Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Steven?
What up, Steve?
Not much. I agree with you. I'm ready for the postseason. The energy was crazy. Every time he comes out, it is crazy. That intro is insane. It's like I just feel the energy in the air, all the lights. It's like everybody already know. You ain't even got to announce it. Like, all the cell phones are already up and everything.
Yeah, it was cool, man. I think for a weekend. Now, all it takes is them to lose two or three to the Orioles.
And we'll forget about that
And
light
we'll forget
show.
About it real quick. But for the weekend, I think what it did was – It sort of reminded everyone that the Phillies are good for a second. It was like, oh, yeah, we have a chance. And it was a big boy moment. I spent a lot of last week talking about if the Phillies want to be a big boy organization and blah, 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 blah. Having this kind of guy on a contending team is what big boy teams do. And having that sort of moment in the stadium sort of brought that electricity that hasn't, you know, the stadium's been good this year, but it hasn't been like that. You know
it was a good series.
Yep.
Good series.
Against a good team.
Against a good team. The Tigers, they had a couple dramatic wins. There, even Saturday when you had the great pitching matchup, and got late in that game, you thought, hold on, they may steal this game. Like,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Bryce hit the home run late. So it's a good series against the Tigers. I enjoyed it.
All right.
Yeah, I had to look. I had to look at my calendar. I had to look at my calendar to make sure it wasn't October. I thought he was in playoffs.
Yes. And man, I hadn't even thought about the fact that you got to stay to the end of the game now to see that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until I started talking. I'm like, yeah, I got to be there for the whole game.
Because I was gonna ask Val if she wanted to go to a game now, but then I'm thinking the traffic on the way out of there.
You know that, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, were we spoiled. So, Steven, you want to be in the Fantasy Football League?
Yeah, yep.
All right,
sure.
Tell it.
I've been trying to get in it for like the last couple years, and I haven't been getting in it. But this is my case. I'm pleading. I'm bringing the vibes. I'm bringing a real, authentic Philadelphia guy, true and true. You know what I mean? I'm from Frankfurt. y'all don't have no millennials. Y'all only got all these old heads on there, all the OG waves, all the old heads
point.
On there. Y'all
That's
need to get some
point.
Young boys in there. Get some flavor in there. I'm also Spanish, so you know what I mean. You can have get a little flavor in there, a little
like
sazon in there. And I'm gonna set my lineup up. I play football, and you know, for years I set my lineup up. I be on top of everything. I buy a drink. I'm a Patron guy. I don't know about y'all, but I drink tequila. I buy shots for everybody. You know, I'll be on time. I show up to the
okay.
We're having it at Dave and Buster's, or we're having it at
Chickies. This is Chickies, South Philly.
Chickies and Pizza, the normal.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there. Yeah, I can make it any Chickies and Pizza in Philadelphia. But yeah, y'all definitely need somebody that's gonna bring the energy, bring somebody a little different energy to the table. You know.
All right, Stephen, you are registered. Buzz,
like,
are you gonna keep a record of all this?
I'll keep track of it.
Right. Stephen is registered. And him saying, he was like, you know, I'm Spanish, bring that flavor. It's like the Phillies maybe need a little more of that, and maybe we need a little more of that, too.
Yep.
You know, it's not the first time that's been heard.
It all helps.
Yeah. By the way, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question, reloading. Are you ready to fully emotionally invest and allow the Phillies to break your heart? Yes or no? Ike, where do you think the poll is at? People have been iffy this year, but if you ask them on the right day.
Yeah, and I'm assuming coming off the weekend, people are feeling like you are right now.
Yep.
Which is yes. Let's go 63.
75.7%.
Ooh, wow, 75.
Now it's early. It's early in the poll. Maybe we need somebody who's a buzzkill. We might have to assign you, actually. Your buzzkill, that's where buzzkill comes from?
Correct.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
For the rest of the show, I know this isn't how you feel.
Yes.
But every once in a while in sports radio, you got to do this. From the rest of the show, you are going to argue against
why people should not be vulnerable.
Correct. Yes. You have to be the buzzkill. All right, for the rest of
Phillies
the
Phillies suck. This offense will let you down.
You got to be convincing.
Sure.
I don't want any smirk.
No, of course not.
All right, okay. Ike, are you ready for the first reveal of Mount Rushmore Week?
Yes, sir.
So all week, it is Mount Rushmore Week of the WIP Afternoon Show, the second annual Mount Rushmore Week. At the 30 past every hour, we will do a Mount Rushmore, but every day will be one of the big ones, and we'll do that at 2:30. So we'll do Sixers today. We will do Phillies tomorrow. Flyers will be on Wednesday. Eagles will be on Thursday. And the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore will be on Friday. Now, just to set the stage here for the voting, how it worked and how it happened. 50% of the voting is staff voting. 50% of the voting is listener voting that was done online at 94WIP.com last week. The only people eligible are the people who played and a substantial part of their career the last 50 years. It's basically for the last 50 years. The reason I did that, and people are like, why the only last 50 years, is when you think about Mount Rushmore, they don't, like, they did Mount Rushmore a long time ago, and they don't have a chance to update it. If they, like, if we didn't break this up into, like, time periods, there, you just wouldn't be able to do it. None of us saw Chuck Bednarik play, or very few of us saw Chuck Bednarik play. Very few of us saw Will.
Nobody here saw him
play. So if you were to do, and this is sort of the point, if you were to do the Eagles Mount Rushmore in 04, it would be a different Mount Rushmore than it is today. So we're just sort of like creating a time period to make it a little more tenable. For the Sixers, it's actually kind of easy. The other teams, it's a little more difficult. So it was the last 50 years. Ike, here are... Here is officially the Sixers Mount Rushmore as voted on by the WIP staff, producers, and hosts, and the listening audience 50-50. Allen Iverson is on the Sixers Mount Rushmore. Of course, not a surprise. Julius Irving is on the Sixers Mount Rushmore. Now, this guy was third in votes, which I actually think was a little bit surprising. Charles Barkley is on the Sixers Mount Rushmore. Now, it made it tough when we didn't do the 50 years thing. Now, like, because it really came down to five players. So what we have left of the final, Chuck makes it.
Who's this last one?
So Chuck makes it. Now, as a 48-year-old, Charles Barkley was one of the four most important Sixers of my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that played here when I was much, much younger, but when I'm thinking about what I watched, Charles was there. So the final comes down to Should I just say who it is, or should I say who it came down to?
Well, yeah, we should know who it came down to.
The fourth and final spot on the Sixers' Mount Rushmore goes to Joel Embiid. Now, what people will say, now here's the thing. Now, I think Joel Embiid should be on the Sixers' Mount Rushmore of the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. You know I agree with that.
Of course.
What people will say...
So do I, by the way.
Yes. What people will say is that Embiid made it over Moses.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what I think happened here. Charles made it over Moses.
Yes.
Like to me, Embiid is a lock, and Charles is not. And when you look at it, Charles played the same amount of time here as Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And Embiid was better. And that is it. Now, Charles is a Hall of Famer. Charles ended up having his MVP season as soon as he left here.
The next year, yeah.
There were a lot of issues. The teams weren't good here around mm-hmm. Charles. All those things were true. But also is true is that Joel Embiid is a better basketball player than Charles Barkley was, especially in his time here with the Sixers.
As a Sixer.
So when people are saying that Embiid made it over Moses, I don't actually think that's true. I think Charles made it over Moses, to me, because I think Embiid is a lock. I get the Moses thing. Moses only played 4 years here. He did have an insane year winning the regular season MVP and the finals MVP and and like his numbers are out of this world. But there is your Sixers Mount Rushmore. Allen Iverson, Julius Erving, Charles Barkley, Joel Embiid. What do you think?
Wow, I'm surprised Charles made it.
I'm surprised Charles made it too.
And listen, I love Sir Charles. It's when I say I'm surprised he made it, I'm surprised the fans voted him on there on top of Joel Embiid being voted on there.
By the way, WIP staff tied Embiid and Moses.
Okay.
So it's not like the staff was more Moses than, and WIP staff had more Barkley votes than Embiid and Moses votes.
Okay, so Moses is the one thing that people, and I've said that in the past. I've said that in the past. So I'll give you my Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
On this. I got Dr. J, AI, Moses, and Joel Embiid.
Okay, and Charles off.
And Charles is not on there. So obviously Charles played here longer than Moses, but Moses Malone came here and really saved Dr. J's career here.
Yes.
By bringing that championship here.
The Pete Rose of the Sixers.
Yes.
Except you look at Pete Rose's numbers when he was here as a Philly, he's a good player. He's not what Moses was.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the other thing I looked at too, right? All four guys on my Mount Rushmore won an MVP in a Sixers uniform.
That is true as well. And Charles did not.
Yes, and Charles did not.
Charles did not, yeah.
So I'm more of a Charles fan than I am a Moses fan. But if we're just talking about the Mount Rushmore, I would have to go Doc and Moses, because how do you not have both guys on the is that the second NBA championship?
Their second
NBA championship, first in modern time.
Yes.
Since 83, arguably one of the greatest championship teams assembled ever.
Yep.
I got to have those two principals on the Mount Rushmore than AI, who he didn't win a championship, but
he is the greatest.
He's the one
of,
for me. Yes. He's the one. I didn't get to experience Dr. J and Moses here in Philadelphia. I've never experienced anything like having Allen Iverson as the star in this city. And Joel Embiid has carried the franchise for the last decade. He's overcome all those obstacles to get on the court and fulfill that potential that we all argued that he had and why we believed in him, and brought us an MVP here. So, yeah, that's my Mount Rushmore there.
So,
I'll go with those four.
So I struggle with it because I know I would end up being probably the same as yours. But I struggle with it in that if I'm talking about me and my life,
mm-hmm.
it is Charles over Moses.
Right.
But I have to look at what Moses did here. Like, it's impossible to ignore. I respect Charles being on it. And Charles, by the way, the way that Charles has... I think Charles still considers himself a Philadelphian.
Yeah.
You know, the way that he embraced the city after he left, he still talks about, I think he still has a house here
in Valor
or whatever.
Yep.
So in my life, those are the most four important Sixers, Charles, Joel, Iverson, and Julius. But if I'm talking about what should be on the Mount Rushmore, Moses should be there over Charles. So I agree with you. I think it should be AI, Irving, Joel Embiid, and Moses Malone. But the official Mount Rushmore, the first Mount Rushmore, Mount Rushmore week is the Sixers, as voted by you and the WIP staff, is Allen Iverson, Julius Erving, Charles Barkley, Joel Embiid.
So Embiid.
Embiid hangs on just long enough. If it, another bad year, you might find a lot of Moses
fans. On it, yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, and again, I love Charles, but even had you included the 50 years, Wilt would have been on.
Yes.
And I would have taken.
Ooh, you would have taken Moses off.
I would have taken Moses off because I've already done it.
Yeah.
Yes, I would have taken Moses off.
Yeah, you have trouble with the Moses thing.
Yeah.
Just because it was
it's
so
short,
long.
But I know he helped win the championship.
Yep. I agree. 215-59 Embiid wouldn't have if you.
Yeah,
did,
Embiid is on for me regardless.
Here's the other thing. Embiid is the best player to ever play for the Sixers, I believe. The Wilt thing is difficult. If we are doing that, let's just do the last 50 years.
Yeah.
The last 50 years, Joel Embiid is the best player to play for the Sixers in the last 50 years. We can do the heart. Look, did Allen Iverson have more heart than Joel Embiid? Yes. Did he get further? Yes. If we were just talking about who is the best player.
Just the best player,
He is the best player of the last 50 years. I don't think it's like a debate at all. Now,
it is a debate now. It's a debate.
I don't think so. I think what we have seen over these last 8 years is you could put anyone around Embiid and the team ends up being good. I don't think you could do that same thing with Allen Iverson.
Harder for AI.
Yes. It's
at,
harder.
At 6 feet, it's harder. Yes.
Because of what Embiid means defensively and offensively, it's just like it's harder.
Sure. So. I agree. I just, man, you were here.
Yes.
AI hitting the floor every night.
Oh, yeah.
40 shots, 40 points. Like, it was all.
It was a moment.
It was all, man. It was all that. A bag of chips, man.
215-592-9494. We're talking about the Phillies. Also, if you have comments on the official Sixers Mount Rushmore, now our next Mount Rushmore coming up at 3:30, it will be the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches. That is coming up at 3:30 of sandwiches.
Okay.
Paul in Lancaster, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, Ike, it's an honor, man. I think back about when I was about 12 years old watching you play, man. It really is an honor to be on the
Name a play.
What's that?
What's your favorite Ike play?
Every single one.
There you go. Good answer, Paul.
Can't narrow it down to one?
Everyone. <Yeah.
laughs> No, it just brings back memories, you know?
Yeah.
Don't let them bully you. Yeah. It's all good.
So yeah, I just wanted to talk about the whole Durant situation. Don't get me wrong, guys. I'm super excited, super thrilled seeing what the guy has. My only concern is everyone else got better.
Yes.
And
in
my mind,
it kind of just seems like we're exactly where we were before the trade deadline.
Yeah, but that is a team that is within two wins of having the most wins in baseball. I feel like I'm talking out both sides of my mouth here, but with how I talked at the end of last week and how I'm talking about now, is that I agree with everything that you're saying. Everybody else got better, for sure. The Phillies just stayed exactly where they were. But where they are, and I agree with you, they had an opportunity, if they decided to make another trade, to put some, if they had gotten Eugenio Suarez, I think they would have been the best team in the National League. Even if they don't get Stephen Kwan. All that said, where they were before the deadline compared to everybody else is basically as good a chance to get to the World Series as any team in the National League. And so, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm trying to balance intellectually being frustrated. Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
I would say this is the only other thing. I would say we are in a, even though everybody else got better too, the fact that that closer problem is solved is a massive improvement. Like it is very easy to forget how bad this bullpen has been this year. I mean,
I understand that, but the issue I have with that as well is being in a position where he can come in and close it out for us with like having enough runs up on the board to be able to utilize it basically.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's kind of my concern with, I really would have been nice to get a bat. I know from what I heard, Ruben, Phillies were trying and, you know, I appreciate what they did do, but, I'm not saying I'm feeling any worse. Obviously I definitely feel better, but, I don't know. I guess I'm,
Yeah, you're not sold. You're not sold on it all.
I'm not sold, Ike. I'm not sold quite. I, like I said, I saw the Mets. I think they got three more bullpen guys. You know, it's just stuff like that. You know, it's, I don't know.
They did. The Mets did. But here's the only thing I've learned about baseball is, like, I've had a baseball renaissance. It actually happened when I moved up to New York because they care more about baseball than anything else in New York. So I started watching baseball again the way I used to when I was younger. And now back here, obviously, is that you are far more familiar with the flaws of your team than every other team. So if you watch the Mets, what you would see is, like, Pete Alonso hasn't hit in, it seems like, 6 weeks. Why can't I remember the name of the shortstop that I love?
Lindor
hasn't hit in about 6 weeks. Their starting pitching staff has basically fallen apart. They also don't have anybody to hit after the fourth guy in the lineup. So it, like, this thing, like, that we do with the Phillies, which is true, also doesn't really acknowledge all of the other issues with all the other, like, the Dodgers have had their starting staff on the IL for almost the entire year. Like, Mookie Betts has not hit well all year. Now, they've got a better offense than we do, absolutely. But, like, we're not the only team in baseball with flaws.
No, I do understand that. I you know, obviously I pay way more attention to what's going on with the Phillies than I would, you know, say the Twins, for example. But I understand that completely. It's just, I don't know. The last 3 years have been rough, man, with the Phillies.
But they haven't been rough. You went to the World Series, the last game of the LCS.
Yes, you're right, Ike. I know.
They haven't been rough, you know?
It's like they get you, man, it's just tough, man. I can't find the words to explain it, but it's just, man.
All right, it's all good.
It's different than the Eagles, man. Like, with the Eagles, you almost just expect good things, and I think that's part of it. Like you said, like, the Phillies kind of just, you know, what, 3 years ago, what, they just kind of got hot at the right time and made it, you know. And I think with that, it just raised expectations, and I think during that time, nobody expected them to make the World Series. So
for sure,
I'm sure that that definitely has something to do with probably, you know, raising my level of expectations and maybe being a little down and out at certain times when, like you said, maybe there's no cause for concern.
Well, there's reality, but like, it doesn't seem like there is any giant new concern we have to worry about, at least as of now. So, Paul, you want to be in the Fantasy Football League, huh?
I would absolutely love to be in the Fantasy Football League.
Sell us on you.
All right. Well, here's, first off, I've been in the same league with the same guys for the last 3 years. We need some people that they know what they're talking about. That'd be one thing. I'd like to be in a league where I'm with some real football guys. Ike knows what I'm talking about.
Yep, I do.
I will mention I'm a Foxhole guy. I listen to you guys every day. I'd love to call in more. Unfortunately, with my schedule, I don't get the chance, but today worked out perfect.
That's a good thing.
I listen to you guys every day.
Okay.
How would you think of us compared to the other shows? Like, way better, just as good, worse?
Real football guys.
All right. I appreciate that. Yep.
Mike, I think your level of experience all the different formats brings a lot to the table as well. Between you, Ike, and Jack, you guys just have a blend. It's you can't match it.
The other can't. Shows, you really can't.
They could put their shows together, and I still don't think it would even.
Now you're strong.
All right, Paul. Yeah.
For a minute there, I thought he was about to tank this thing.
On top of it, you know, I'm sure you guys got a lot of Philly people in your area. I live about almost 2 hours from Philly. I'm in Amish country, so maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to have an Amish country fella on your squad there.
How you gonna get down here for the draft?
I will get down there.
All right.
I'll tell you what, I got three little boys and a wife at home. I get one night a year where I get to do something.
Okay.
And for the past 3 years, all that's been is going to an Eagles game with my buddy. That's the only night out I get. I told my wife this year I'd like to go to two Eagles games. So, hey, if I can get to one Eagles game and join your draft, then that's a win for me.
Okay, Paul, you are registered. We will let you know.
He's in Amish country. Can he set the lineup?
No, he didn't say he was Amish.
They get internet out there?
What is wrong with you, man?
He's not Amish. I didn't get the sense he was. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you ready to let the Phils break your heart? And for next question, if you want to be in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League, we have 9 total openings we're going to be filling over the next 2 weeks. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us right from camp. I have an issue with him and a tweet of his today. We will listen to some audio from Kevin Petula, who was on the WIP Morning Show today. As well, we'll talk to Elliot about the Sixers Mount Rushmore. I'm curious who he has on it. Whether you think you put Iverson on it 3 times?
Yeah, no
Iverson
doubt.
3 times.
At least twice.
Barkley's a son, yeah. So he's not on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Barkley is the son. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.